We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We're going to get into Matthew 20 this morning in your Bibles. Before we do, I want us to ask the Lord's Spirit to prepare the soil of our hearts to receive His Word, to let it take root, and to bear fruit. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer as we prepare for Matthew 20. Heavenly Father, we're about to study the parable of the generous landowner. This is one that Jesus gave to teach us about your magnificently mind-blowing generosity. Matthew curiously placed this parable between where Jesus said, "Many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Now, the other end of that was where the mother of James and John asked them this embarrassing question, "Jesus, can my boys sit beside you in God's kingdom?" Oh, how we can relate to these desires to be first, to get the favored seat or position, to equate worth with doing and earning or sacrificing. It seems this section of Scripture is carefully curated for us to uncover and challenge our motivations so that we can become a grace-based people who are content in any situation, who humbly look out for the interests of others, and who value people simply for being made in your image. Father, this passage invites us to become more like you. You're the landowner in this parable, the one who notices people that everyone else ignores and offers outcasts an equal seat at your generously giant table. Adopting such attitudes and activities, though, requires that we slow down, that we let our hearts be shaped by Sabbath practices like resting in your finished work, seeing beauty in everything that you've made, enjoying your constant closeness, and taking our cues from you. Delight and develop our hearts this morning as we bathe in these restorative waters of your word. I pray these things in your name. Amen.